Every Wednesday is Christmas, and we celebrate with the Christmas Wish.
Ooh, came out from your elves. Break it off for Santa one time. Kick it.
Today's Christmas wish letter comes from Alabaster, Alabama.
Where is Alabaster, Alabama, Mr. Alabama?
It's
Mr. Alabama.
It's a suburb of Birmingham.
That don't even sound right, does it, Sybil?
Alabaster is a suburb of Birmingham.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. From the suburbs of Birmingham.
Alabaster.
Mr. Alabama.
Alabaster.
Right ahead, Mr. Alabama.
Can I read the letter, please?
Mr. Alabama, please. Yeah. Go
I
ahead.
Am Mr. Alabama.
Okay.
Santa Bama.
I know that's not South Carolina saying a damn thing.
No.
I know. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Hold up.
Okay.
A
okay, let me get back to this letter.
Okay.
Dear Tom Joyner, I'm submitting this for my mother and stepdad, Willie Mae and Jerry Shepherd. 4 years ago, my mom and stepdad were given custody of my four nieces, ages 7, 6, 5, and 4, my stepbrother's kids. At the time, the four-year-old was only 8 days old, so my mom had to take off work for 6 weeks until she became of age to be placed in daycare, which put them in a major financial bind. My mom works at Walmart, and my stepdad is on disability, so their income is fixed. They don't receive food stamps or any other assistance, so it's very, very hard on them. Their parents don't help out. They call every now and again, but that's it. But my mom is the one that bears the most when dealing with the nieces. She goes to work, then comes home to tend to the girls. They're growing so fast, so they're constantly outgrowing clothes and shoes. They're all in school and will be going to the second grade, first grade, kindergarten, and pre-K this coming school year. That's a couple of months away.
Yeah.
So now, there's school clothes, supplies, shoes, fees that will be coming up in a couple of months when school starts. Now she has to go to work, come home, cook, try to help with homework or any other school activities that they may bring home. I'll go over there, their house, to help as much as I can by washing clothes, doing housework, helping with homework, and doing the girls' hair, or just take them off of their hands for a weekend. But I look at her sometimes and I can see that she's tired.
Yeah.
I find myself tearing up because I can see that she's doing the best she can and it's wearing her out. But she tries not to let it show, but she never stops. She prays, she never gives up on faith, and she never complains. I love that about her. She tries her best to make sure that they have everything they need, but I know she is stretched thin. So please, Mr. Joyner, consider my mother and stepdad for the Christmas wish for making and make their financial load a little lighter.
Nice.
Okay? School supplies. Got them. I got the grandbabies, the school supplies, everything they need, the clothes, the backpacks, you know, filled with school supplies and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, Santa Tom.
Very nice.
Like maybe something for me, Ma and Papa. Can we give them a little something to, you know, since they're doing all of this, raising the kids, you think they could?
If you'd like to donate, all you have to do is write a check.
I'd like to get them some pencil sharpeners. I'm with you, Sybil. You want some of this?
Anytime you hear a Christmas wish, a real father's real man, a Thursday morning mom, or anything, if you want to give directly to that family, all you have to do is write a check to blackamericaweb.com relief fund. And every dime will be sent to the person that you are sending the money to the relief fund.
And put Alabaster, suburb of Birmingham, in the...
That's one way of showing women, but her name is Jessica Billings. Okay, Jessica Billings.
Nice, Jessica.
All right.
Very nice. And pencil sharpeners are on the way.
That's blackamericaweb.com
relief fund.
Blackamericaweb.com relief
fund.
The ones with the cranks on it. Those are...
And that builds character.
And we're not like the Red Cross and United Way. We don't take out any fees. If you
all wanna, the money.
All the money, every dime.
Just don't give it to Jay.
No. No. And every Wednesday is Christmas. We celebrate with the Christmas wish. If you'd like to enter, just go to blackamericaweb.com.